And then it was in about the mid-50s or a bit earlier that the Electricity Commission put the diesel station in with four generators. Because you couldn't have Parliament House being blacked out.
So why did they put that in addition to the Kingston Power? Is it a case of the problem with the coal supply?
Or? Yeah, it was big problems with coal supplies in the early 50s. In the late 40s, when I was at school, I remember we never had coal for boilers. We had to have coal showers. I went to a secondary school in Sydney. And with the coal being in very, very short supply.
Because there were coal strikes during 1940.
Oh, yeah. It went right through the miners. They really cut their own throat in a way, because then open cuts came about. Put the army into a coal mine sometime.
I think they did, yeah.
They did, yeah. Yeah. But that was the start, really, of the finish of things, because that's when the open cuts came about. And the mining, underground mining, sort of finished a bit. The powerhouse coal was used in everything. Everyone that had a heater was like the fitter shop. You always see someone over at the coal stock with a bloody bucket getting coal.
And you had to do that on the sly, didn't you?
Or more or less. George would kick up a blue if he saw you, but never ever stopped anyone. But he used to go crook about taking coal. Well, I suppose everyone thought one bucket's neither here nor there, but there might have been hundreds of buckets going.
So were there big stockpiles of coal near the powerhouse, near the railway?
Yeah, the other, with a, there was a powerhouse to the east of the powerhouse, the railway line, and then just east of that railway line, there was another sort of a track, and they'd empty the coal there. It was big stocks there.